Hello and welcome to another edition of Bacardi's Balls to the Wall podcast.
Party!
The podcast where we discuss everything about football in Mzansi and beyond. I am Bacardi editor John T. Mark and I am joined today only by football writer Tsepo Ntsoelengwe.
Hita hita, hola John T. and hello to our listeners.
Hello everyone, yes. Today we will start by discussing Banyana and their participation in the FIFA Women's World Cup. They lost their first game against Sweden, but only by the narrowest of margins and in a heartbreaking manner, with a last gasp goal from Amanda Ilestedt, giving Sweden a 2-1 win after Hilda Machaya had put Banyana in front in the 48th minute. It was a good performance, all things said and done, by Banyana. Tsepo, a little bit unlucky to have lost the game. They seem to have a good game plan to contain Sweden and hit them on the break, and it looked to have worked perfectly when Machaya gave them the lead after some good work from Tembi Khatlana. Unfortunately, a rather fortuitous equalizer from Fridolina Rolf for the ball more hitter and went in than anything else, and then obviously Sweden, a threat from corners all game, had a clear height advantage and made the most of it in the last minute of normal time. How did you see it, Tsepo? Should we be praising these girls? There seems to have been a bit of criticism, but I think a lot of people also have been praising Banyana for their performance.
I mean, it goes both ways. Yes, there should be criticism, but again, we should applaud them, you know, for the way they have played. I mean, they're playing a number three ranked team in the world. And the Sweden players, you know, like I said the last time, we are one of the best national women's teams in the world. And to see Banyana, you know, going toe-to-toe with them, it says a lot about the team. But again, we have to, I think, Coach Desiree Ellis has said, we have to salute our, you know, our analyst, you know, in the Banyana technical team. I think we've done really well, you know, into analyzing them. It's unfortunate that, you know, they beat us in height. But again, I think Ramalepe, actually the equalizer, Ramalepe should have done, you know, better, you know, for a player of her caliber, should have done better if that ball, she could have, you know, managed to clear that ball away from the danger. But, you know, it was unfortunate and the ball went in. But otherwise, we played very well. We gave a really good fight and, you know, there were many chances created, you know, John T, and we could have scored two or, you know, a goal, you know, in that game. So, yeah, I mean, we have to salute them.
Yeah. This old bonus row raised its ugly head again after the game, in the sense that there was immediately a report that Amanda Dlamini had been left out of the team because she instigated the strike that led to Banyana not playing in their send-off match. Kaylin Swart rather got the nod. There's been a bit of criticism of Kaylin Swart, which I think is rather unfair from my point
of view.
I don't think she did much wrong, to be honest. I mean, I thought she did quite well coming for crosses and clearing them for the most part. Yes, Ilestedt was unmarked for the winner, but I mean, it was not exactly Swart's fault that nobody picked her up. From your side, have you heard any truth about this rumor that Dlamini was dropped? Because there's also, I mean, from on the other side, people say, you know, she didn't play a lot for Mamelodi Sundowns ladies. She had injury problems this last season. So Swart has really been picked on more on form than anything else.
There's no truth in that. If there was any truth in that, Amanda, Andy Lelamini initiated the strike. I think the whole Banyana players would have, you know, would not wanted to play that game. It was a team effort that led to the strike. So we can't blame an individual into causing the strike. And in terms of like Kaylin, you know, starting that game, it's not really a surprise for me. There are many matches where Kaylin was starting the match and Andy was on the bench, and it all goes to form. Yes, Andy was injured, you know, for most part of last campaign. And Swart was always on the goals for JVW in the Hollywood bets. I mean, she was even with Banyana in the Kosafa tournament. Mm. So it's all about form. It's not about, you know, Andile, you know, initiating the strike and all of that. So people should just stop, you know, with these rumors, because these are just destabilizing the team. But I think the whole camp knows the truth behind it. And I think Andile herself understands why Kaylin started, you know. And to be truthful again, Kaylin did very well. I mean, she managed to make a lot of stops in that game. Mm. And, you know, I salute her, you know.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, I mean, Andile Dlamini is not known for her coming for crosses either. So, you know, I don't think that would have necessarily improved. The simple fact is that the Swedes have a massive height advantage.
Exactly.
They were always going to use that. South Africa knew that. They packed the penalty area as well. They tried their best to keep them out, and they kept them out until the last minute, really. I mean, the other goal, as you said, bit of a mistake from Ramalepe. But even on another day, Ramalepe makes that mistake. It hits the Barcelona player, and it goes wide, or it goes nowhere. She didn't know anything about that, if we're being honest. She's a class player, Fridolina Rolfö. One of the best players in the Swedish team, but she didn't know anything. She didn't know anything about that goal. And you know, I think generally they got their game plan right, Benyona. Yes, they could have used, as Desiree Ellis said, their opportunities in transition a bit better. Sometimes there was a pass that they could have made. Perhaps Temi Chetlana.
Also
Opusenwe and Chetlana perhaps at times could have looked up and made a pass. But then with Chetlana, you do think that, you know, she's very direct. She runs at goal. She's extremely fast. And ultimately that led to the opening goal.
Yeah.
So you can criticize her for not passing. But I mean, when she didn't pass, the goalkeeper pushed it straight into the pass of Mahaya. Unfortunately injured herself in the process of scoring that goal, but it does look like she's fine.
Yeah, she's back now.
And will be available for the game against Argentina on Friday. Set your alarm clocks, because that one kicks off at 2 a.m. on Friday. So, you're going to have to either stay up all night if you want to watch that one, or get a very early night and wake up at 2 a.m. on Friday. Very early Thursday night, wake up 2 a.m. Friday and cheer the ladies on against Argentina. Argentina also lost, they lost 1-0 to Italy in a tight game. So both teams really need to win, in this Group G encounter. Neither have won a match at a World Cup, so they're both in a similar boat there. Zeppo, do you think this is a game really that we can win? I mean, given the impressive performance from the Sweden game?
Yeah, I mean, like, I even looked at the Argentina and Italy game, and, you know, comparing to the way Banyana and Sweden played, I think the level where Banyana is at now, they will be able to beat Argentina. But Argentina team, listen, it's not a bad team. They are very well organized. They can play. But Banyana, I think they are much more better than Sweden, because Banyana have quick players. They have, the dribbling skills. And, you know, it's just a matter of the team trying to, you know, be lethal in front of goals, just to be clinical, because I think defensively we are very slow despite that mistake by Ramalepe. You know, it's a minor mistake. It happens in football, you know. But, you know, defensively, I think we are very solid. And looking at this game, I think we will win against Argentina. I mean, Italy were all over. Italy are one of the best teams again, but they were all over Argentina. But Argentina, you know, gave a good fight. Italy scored 2 goals and they were ruled offside. Yeah. Usually they were ruled offside. You know, the 2 goals were ruled offside until that, that solid, that only goal that won
the
match.
Header, yeah.
Yeah, the header. So, yeah, but looking at, you know, this encounter against Banyana, I think Banyana have a very good chance of getting 3 points. Another thing is that Argentina has never won a match in since participating in the World Cup. They're in the fourth World Cup now. Mm. They've never won a match. Mm. So this is our chance. This is our second World Cup, and I think we can get a win in this one.
Yeah, it would be great, and really give them a huge boost. Obviously, the final game against Italy could still be decisive, even if they beat Argentina. But let's hope that Desiree Ellis and her side can go on and even get out of the group. It's not over yet, and they certainly showed enough against Sweden to suggest they can do that. Okay, I think, you know, this is a shorter podcast today simply because Mr. Nso Alengwe over there has to go off to the launch of the DSTV Premiership. So he will come back, no doubt, with a lot of information and stories based on that launch. But we have had the fixtures come out. What do you make of them? What do you make of the opening weekend? And, it all starts on August the 4th. So it's just around the corner. It feels, not too long ago. Mamelodi Sundowns were lifting the trophy. Yeah. But here we are. We're about to start again. Are you excited, Seppo? How do you see the season?
I'm very excited for the season. I've even looked at, you know, the way the teams have been trying to bolster their squads. I think it's very exciting to see, you know, many teams, you know, going out there to make sure that they strengthen their teams, to make sure that they give Sundowns a run for their money. You know, especially on Orlando Pirates, the signing of Kapinga, it's a lot. That's a very huge signing for me. I think, you know, that's one of the best signings, you know, by all the teams, you know, so far. Because Kapinga, we all know Kapinga, what he's capable of. And we also, what he can do during the Cassava Cup with Bafana Mafana. So that's a very good signing for Pirates. And I think it's going to give them, you know, a very, very, very huge boost.
Yeah, and the news this week, obviously, yeah, that Kapinga joined Orlando Pirates. SuperSport also announced some more signings this week.
Mm.
They're looking like a strong outfit under Gavin Hunt this season, so we'll see how they do. Although, yeah, Gavin Hunt always likes to play it down, but he has won several top flight titles. So they've got to be in there. Kaiser Chiefs launched their new kit yesterday at a big function. Orlando Pirates are launching their new kit today. So it's all go, go, go with the DStv Premiership, and we look forward to the start of the season. Right, we're going to knock it off there. We hope you enjoyed this brief podcast. Please do like us on Facebook at Bugatti with 3 A's. Follow us on Twitter at Bugatti with 3 A's. And get your copy of the Bugatti supplement every Tuesday free when you buy the Citizen newspaper. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.